welcome to A Wee Blether About, a podcast from the academic skills team at UWS. My name is Linda Riches and I'm one of the academic skills advisors at the university. So the rest of the advisors are here with me today. Hi, Carly.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, John.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Mary.
Hello.
And we're going to discuss a topic that often gets missed by students when they're handing in their work, and that's proofreading. Often one of those things that you think you don't have time for, but really, really important and really good to make sure that you are handing in the best version of your work. So we thought we'd pass on some hints and some tips to help. It might help if we start off by thinking about what proofreading is. So I think, Mary, you were going to kick off just to clarify so that people are sure what we mean when we talk about proofreading your work.
Yeah, of course. So proofreading is more than just a quick final read over of the assignment. So we're not just wanting to check grammar and kind of punctuation and things, although that is important. Proofreading is kind of the final check that your argument makes sense, that you've actually answered the question, that your structure is the most logical structure for that argument, and just overall that you have completed and included everything that you need to include. So during proofreading, you might think about moving some things around, adding something in, rather than just adding in kind of one punctuation mark or something like that. So It can take a wee bit longer than maybe some people think.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. It can take longer than you would think, and we'll come to that in a bit. Carly, are there a lot of sort of common proofreading errors? Are there things that we see? I guess there are things we see as academic skills advisors that are quite common to all students. Any particular ones that maybe you could highlight for us that students should watch out for?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most obvious one, it would be spelling mistakes, right? And I think that's the one that sometimes students stop at. So sometimes they might do a spell check or have a quick read through and then click submit and turn it in from there. But there's lots of other things that we see that we can point out to students and that you should be mindful of. So kind of going off of spelling mistakes, there could be specific spelling mistakes. Maybe you have some American spellings in there instead of British English spellings. This is something I had to get used to when I first studied in the UK. Yeah. So that resonates with me, making sure that you're Z's or Z's are turned to S's. I'm adding U's all the time to different words, but you get used to it. So you might want to check for that. And that's something that won't be caught up most of the time with spell check. You have to look for that yourself. There could also be referencing errors. We see this a lot as well. So your in-text citations, you could have a full stop or a comma misplaced. You could spell the authors out instead of putting at all or something along those lines. So you'll want to check for referencing as well in your text. And of course, you want to make sure that your sentences make sense. So this might be something, again, that isn't underlined in a Word document for you to immediately go to and correct. You need to go through and make sure that everything is logical, everything is flowing nicely. So you might need to change some words around, as Mary was getting at before as well.
Yeah, I think I'd see a lot of sentences that don't make sense because someone's maybe used a linking word to start a sentence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see that quite a lot. It's important to sort of look at all those areas. Does that still catch you out now, Carly, the sort of American spellings? Do you have to catch yourself and think about that a bit, or are you so used to it now?
I do sometimes with words that I don't use as often, then I will think, oh, should that be an S? I think so. And I feel more conscious of it when I'm sending emails because we are academic skills advisors, so I don't want to be having those mistakes in an email, but it does happen sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mindful of it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point as well, is just recognizing what your own typical kind of mistakes are and you're proofreading, looking for those. So if, for example, you miss out commas, I'm thinking kind of after linking words like furthermore or however, where grammatically you should be putting a comma in after those words. If you're the sort of person that makes that mistake, allowing time at the end to just look for that kind of thing in your work when you're proofreading.
Yeah, and that brings us to a good point, John. When should you actually proofread? You know, when should you be doing that? Do you do that as you're going through an assignment? Do you wait till the end? How do you?
What works best for you? But I would suggest at the end, and you leave yourself. I mean, it depends what the assignment is and how long the assignment is. But you do leave yourself a sufficient amount of time to read through the whole document that you're submitting. and that you factor that into your assignment planning. That you leave, I would say, it's difficult to know because it is, you could have a dissertation to do, you could have a short piece of work to do, but that you spend the last day or so before you submit an assignment just dedicated to the proofreading, reading through your work, checking carefully for those kind of like silly errors, but also things like sentence structure. As Mary mentioned, if the argument of your work makes sense as well. But yeah, I would say dedicating a whole day to that proofreading stage would be sensible.
Yeah, it's not that kind of hour before, really. I always sort of say to students, try and work back from your hand-in date and think, what do I want to be doing the day before? I don't want to be writing it. I want to be just checking and proofreading, but actually setting aside that time for it. And I think often, I'm sure we would all agree that we often see students who just haven't done that, and then they lose silly marks because they've just not taken that time to go through.
Yeah.
And a bit of that is about good time management, isn't it, really?
Yeah. And the thing is, when we're typing, we're bound to make, well, typos, but also as we're constantly editing things, which maybe shifting the grammar of the sentence around, and that can only kind of, some of those mistakes can only come out or be noticed by doing that reading stage at the end.
Yeah, and that maybe brings us to a point about, it's quite difficult to proofread your own work. That's quite tricky to do. And often if you've read something again and again and again, you sort of feel like you know what's going to come next, and you often don't actually read it properly. So I just thought if we all maybe sort of gave a tip in terms of proofreading, you know, and maybe a tip that makes that slightly easier, or something that you've tried that you find helpful. So kick off with Mary. Have you got a sort of proofreading tip that you would suggest?
Yeah, so the one, I do have one that I kind of give all the time, and it is related to what you said, Linda, about getting used to your own work, because that is, your brain just gets used to it. So if you can change the format that you're looking at, or reading in a slightly different way, it can trick your brain into thinking it's a new piece of work, essentially. So it will look out for things that it's just missed before. So you could use a read aloud software. We have a couple of those listed on our webpage. Or you can even do something as simple as changing the font, making it bigger or smaller or green or whatever you like, just to make it seem new. Or get that into your brain in a slightly different way. Read aloud can be a bit harder to look at the punctuation, but it will actually help you hear the flow better, so that your sentence structure will still come across with that.
Yeah. Carly, any sort of tips that you would give in terms of proofreading?
Yeah, I think in addition to that previous tip, something that's kind of similar that we suggest is to read your essay or your report, your assessment backwards. Just read it in a different order, because we get not used to not only how we write, but you can expect kind of the flow and the direction of your essay after you read it a few times, and because you've created the whole thing. So when you do it out of order, it can help you to spot things that maybe you hadn't seen before. So maybe there is a sentence that doesn't sound quite right that you can change around. And it's just a good way to have a new perspective as you're proofreading your work.
Yeah, and I'll add in one there. I think sometimes just printing your work out can help. I know that's worked for me, that I see something on the screen and I just don't see an error, and then I print it out. The other thing I always say is, if you can as well, leave it overnight and come back to it fresh and read it fresh. And if you've got a printed copy of it, it'll be amazing what you catch, that you think, oh, I can't believe I didn't see that. John, have you got a tip for us in terms of proofreading?
Well, I mean, it's just to build on the read aloud tools. I mean, the one in Microsoft Word, and a lot of students don't realize that it exists in there, is really good. And the voices have come on really well in the last kind of couple of years. They sound very natural, whereas kind of a few years ago, I think it was quite a robotic voice that would read aloud your work. If you just get basically, if a lot of students haven't actually spotted this on Word, that it exists on the toolbar at the top, there is something called read aloud. And basically you press a play button and the document will read that out for you in quite a natural voice. And that, I think, will help to You don't necessarily need the software that's on our website to do that. It's inbuilt into Word already.
Yeah. What about the idea of getting a friend to read the assignment for you? Are there some things you need to think about with that? Is that a little bit dangerous, John?
I think that can be a good idea and a kind of fresh set of eyes on things there. I think we need to be slightly careful with that academic integrity there, because we don't want your proofreader to be changing content or significantly changing sentence structure. It needs to still obviously be your own work. But I wouldn't see a problem with somebody, a friend or a classmate, reading through your work to notice things like spelling errors, grammar errors, that kind of thing, presentation errors. That I think is perfectly acceptable. But yeah, if they're starting to change the content of your work, that's obviously there are kind of academic integrity problems there.
Yeah, and you really, you know, someone doesn't need to know the topic. What they're just looking at is that spelling, grammar, punctuation. Mm. Does the sentence make sense?
Yeah, in some ways it may be better if they don't know the topic.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What about getting academic skills advisors to proofread? Is that an option for students? I think we know the answer to that question.
well, no, basically, because we are advisors rather than proofreaders, and that can sometimes cause a bit of confusion. But what we do want you to become your own proofreaders. I'm not kind of averse to students coming to an appointment and asking us to kind of look through a paragraph to see what kind of typical mistakes there might be. But bear in mind, like, our appointments are obviously only half an hour long. And what we've just said is that, you know, you should be spending a significant amount of time proofreading anyway. So we're not able to kind of look at whole documents within a half hour appointment.
Yeah, so, I think that's fair. Yeah, yeah, I think if I notice a lot of frequent errors, I'm obviously not going to go through every error, but I might say, oh, I notice that you tend to do this, and maybe just point out a couple of examples and say you really need to go through and look at that.
Yeah.
Well, lots of things for everyone to think about there. Hopefully that's been helpful, just some little tips and hints about proofreading. And I guess our important message would be, make sure to set aside the time to do it. That is the most important thing. We'd be really interested to know if you've got any proofreading tips. Don't hesitate to drop us a line at skills@uws.ac.uk. Or if there's a topic that you would want us to discuss, then let us know. So I'll say goodbye to Carly, Mary and John just now. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And thank you all for listening.